Today is Thursday, January 6th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Another day. Day six. You know, I know I've talked about this, but, you know, it is January 6th, so why don't we just talk about this some more? I woke up this morning, I was to Good Morning America, because Mark, you know, always plays Good Morning America, or that's how he wakes up, that's his alarm clock in the morning, is he has the TV set to come on at 7 o'clock or 6:45 or something like that. And I don't mind him turning on the TV I don't mind being woken up. I really don't mind that. But I just do not like the news. You know, and people were saying, you know, and we, of course, like a lot of bad stuff is going on. It honestly feels like I just want to move to an island where I have no, I want a computer, a really, really powerful computer with electricity that has all the applications that I would use. I want my trumpet. I want an unlimited supply of books to read and maybe the entire back catalog of YouTube or something. I don't know. Because I just don't want to know. It's all going to hell. And all I use is Twitter as well. As far as social media, I'm on Instagram. I'm considering canceling my Facebook account. Oh, I had to sneeze. Anyway, so, you know, but I stay on Facebook because occasionally I have to post events for Pride 48 or something like that, but I never look at it. And even though TikTok could be addictive, like I just can't make myself do TikTok. So normally it's a Twitter thing for me. People are so negative on Twitter. You could say the most uplifting, positive, you know, just random thing. Just, I love to eat Funyuns or something, you know, I mean, something like that. And I haven't said it. I have not said anything on Twitter that has gotten bad comments, but I'm saying as I scroll through Twitter and I read a tweet, you know, and then I'm like, oh, I wonder what the comments were on that. And it doesn't matter how uplifting, how nice, how happy, how non-political it was. You know, you open up the comments. I almost wish I could turn off comments because it's too much of a draw. I want to say, oh, I'm like, I wonder what the comments were on that. You know, I shouldn't look at them because it's always like the first comment is like, well, Biden sucks for eating Funyuns. And then the next one is like, well, Trump is a douchebag. And then, you know, the next one is like, well, COVID, you know, and well, oh my God, like everything is negative. Like you don't just see, sometimes I need to follow the right people, I think, because I know there's got to be people out there that are, I don't know, posting cat photos or something. I feel like even those tweets, though, would have some, everybody on Twitter is negative. But that was a segue. What I was going to say is, because again, all I look at is Twitter, and so I've been scrolling through today, but I woke up this morning to Good Morning America talking about, you know, the insurrection or whatever you want to call it, you know, the thing that happened in the Capitol on January 6th of last year. And of course, you know, it's there. And then I'm reading the comment and I woke up hearing about that. And I fell in and out of sleep and I started dreaming. And I just feel like, oh my God, you know, this country is going to hell in a handbasket. And I probably just need to move to an island with a computer that has everything on it that I could ever possibly need. Food. Like a Whataburger that's manned by robots and somehow magically replenished. And my trumpet, you know. Because, honestly, and, you know, what can we do? What can we do? I hate to be so negative on this episode. I'll talk about something random here in a second. And I didn't want to focus on it because, you know, and then Biden gave the speech and, of course, half the country criticized him and, you know, said it. He's just trying to detract from what a horrible job he's doing. And look, I'm not saying he's doing a fantastic job. I'm saying anybody could be better than Trump. I just for the sheer fact that Trump caused so much turmoil in this country. And the rest of the Republicans are not much better. Anyway, it's just, today. I was just thinking the other day, all these people on Twitter is like, oh my God, thank goodness 2021 is over. It was such a shit show. And of course, yes, there were bad things in 2021. For sure. COVID, you know, really bad. Betty White died in 2021. That's really bad. But, you know, on the bright side, we did elect Biden. You know, he took office in 2021. And even if he's not doing the best job of any president ever, most of us are happier with him than we were Trump. That's a good thing. I'm sure there are other things that are good. I went on a nice trip to St. Thomas this last summer when COVID was at a low. The vaccine came out. That was good for a lot of people. So, I mean, you know, there were some good things that happened. And I just feel like on Twitter, everything is negative. Everything is negative. And I just want positivity in my life. I really need to move because I feel like the Republicans are going to drag this country. The Christian right is just going to drag this country into I don't know what. And I don't think the Democrats are going to be able to save it. That's how I feel today. But I want people to be positive. All right. Nothing has happened. I had orchestra rehearsal last night, and the one of the flute players was coughing the entire rehearsal. And I thought, why are you going to go somewhere in public coughing? Why? I mean, why are you, even if you know it's not COVID, even if you took 5 COVID tests, at this time in the world, why would you go to a rehearsal and cough the entire time? Like, why would you do that? I don't know. But I'm going to read a question from my book of questions, and I'm going to answer that question, but let's see. How particular are you about the maintenance of your car? That's not a very interesting question, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. So, my car, I've always been, and I've talked about this before, I've always been a buy a car for looks, Kel Surprise. because, you know, I like to look, as I've said before, I like to go to the McDonald's drive-thru and have the 18-year-old, you know, high school graduating, you know, perfectly legal guy say, oh my God, man, that's a hot car you're driving. You know, I really enjoy that. And I've gotten better at maintenance since meeting Mark because he and I will go at the same time because he's very responsible, but I'm not very good at it. I tend to be forgetful. I'm getting better as I get older, mainly because of Mark, because he's very responsible. But, you know, it is what it is. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Maybe more positive. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.